wherever you listen throughout the world. It's football time.
Welcome back to another episode of the Gridiron Guys. You might have missed this. We had a bit of a week off. Cam was running through the COVID protocols and I was away holidaying up in Brisbane. I managed to make it back even after missing my flight, but I suppose that's a story for another day. But I welcome in Cam. How you going, Cam?
Yeah, look, I'm much better this week. COVID really put me through the ringer. And we've got another person with us again today. They're kind enough to lend us their house. Mikkel is joining us live in person, actually, for the first time ever.
Huge. We're loving this, especially for our 50th episode as well. So pulling all it out of the stops for everyone. Just in time for the season to start. Mikkel, do you want to say a few words? I know you normally only get a minute.
Yeah, but I was about to say, it's good to get more than a minute. So we'll see how we go. We'll see if we can talk for the whole episode.
We'll see what happens. We might actually uncork the genie if we let you out. So, but look, I think this week, as you said, we're just going to preview the whole the start of the season, essentially. Pre-season's run and done. You can't get much looks out of it, but you can. We got plenty of looks out of the guys moving teams, all the rookies as well. That was probably the most amazing thing. Not too many injuries as well this year as well, which was quite enjoyable. But probably, yeah, the most happiest about it would have been the Ravens, who extended their winning streak to, I think, 23 now, is it?
Yeah, look, we're the undertaker of the NFL. We don't lose in the preseason. You can just back that every week and we'll get you home.
All right, so what we might do, we'll run through a few predictions, some of our top players and maybe some division winners, and we'll get through to them and basically flesh it out in a little controversy corner here as we sit around the dining table at Meikle's Manor. Probably where do we want to start? I reckon the MVP, the big dog award, the guy that's going to run the table this year. Obviously, there's a few standouts. Spoon, who have you got for your number one?
Look, I kind of toss up between two of them. I've probably gone Josh Allen or Justin Herbert. I'd probably lean Allen because I think they're probably going to win more games. Herbert puts up the stats, I think. Like, if you're looking at his stats, they put Tom Brady as the best player in the NFL with the top 100, and they pretty much put the same stats up together. So if you're looking at it that way, Herbert could win it, but that division could cook him. So, yeah, Allen's probably my clear favourite.
Well, I think that's why I like Herbert. So I'm looking at him. You look at his stats. He was second last year in yards overall, third in touchdowns, and third in overall QBR. So his stats were perfect. He's got elite weapons in Eckler, Allen, and Williams. You know, we're excited for Rashawn Slater as well. That line looks really nice. But I think coming out of that AFC West, you look at it as a negative, but I kind of see it as a positive. If he comes out and he wins the AFC West... That provides that narrative that you need. So, okay, one side you want the stats for the MVP, but the second is the narrative. Like, imagine if you get to come out of the AFC West, you beat the Chiefs, Broncos, Raiders, and you come out that division looking quite, you know, really bulky in the AFC and the king of the AFC. I think that just pushes the narrative. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, postseason doesn't matter too much. We've seen that with Rodgers being able to win it twice in a row without ever making a whimper in the postseason. So I think that's why I'm looking at Justin Herbert for mine.
Yeah, I've gone Josh Allen to Bills as well. I think, obviously, it's quarterback award. The old guys have won it the last few years with Rodgers and Brady. It's sort of been waiting. When's this next wave actually going to step up? When are they going to win, like, a big award? I think the Bills will win that division pretty comfortably. I think they'll get a lot of wins. They've added a few more weapons, obviously, with OJ Howard this year as well. So I think Josh Allen will win it this year.
I think, speaking on that, I think OJ Howard was traded or cut. I think he's now at the Bills. Oh, the Bills, the Bengals, sorry. I just said he's at the Bills. I think he's now at the Bengals. I'm pretty sure OJ Howard was cut in the latest thing. But that's the thing, you're right. Like, they've still got all those weapons around him. So he's probably going to be your best option.
Well, I think he's got a great offense, doesn't he? Mm. You look at those guys. They haven't had too many changes over the year. The defense is still good, so the ball's going to be kept on their side of the field a lot more as well. What about probably the other big player in the room? Rogers, Brady, we talked about them. They're pretty old. Brady's probably getting towards the end, but I go the one it would be Mahomes. Do you think he has a slow start like last year, or does he manage to come out of the blocks firing?
I think he'll be good, but I think he's going to miss Hill a lot. I think it really helped our offense that he would really stretch the field and open up sort of those shallower routes for Kelce. I think Kelce's really going to have to step up. They also got Juju in the offseason. Is he Tyreek Hill? Absolutely not. So I think he will have to do even more than he did last year. He was sort of struggling to bear all that load last year. I think he'll have a good season, but I don't think he's going to be able to overcome the weapons that they're missing.
Yeah, I'd 100% agree with that. I think Kelce's probably going to see more double teams, as Michael just alluded to, because I suppose Hill warrants a lot of the heat from the defenders, like the corners.
And especially the safeties as well. They've got to help over the top a lot because he can burn them.
Yeah, correct. That's right. So, but, yeah, Juju, is he number one? I don't know that. Sky Moore is one they drafted who they've got tickets on. I don't know how good he is. He could be that burner that they are looking for once they lost Hill. But, yeah, Mahomes, I don't think, will do enough with the cavalry. But, yeah, we did skim over Rodgers and Brady. Rodgers, I don't think his team's good enough, but he, as a player, is good enough.
Well, I mean, you've seen he's been able to drag lesser teams to championships and MVP, so I wouldn't put it past him, but I think 3 years in a row, can he do it? Can he build that narrative? Possibly not. I think Brady, it was interesting to even see him ranked number one recently because the team around him is going to be unreal, let's be honest, but he is getting slower, you can sort of see. I suppose you look at guys like Stafford, he had a really good year last year, but I think going back-to-back is going to be too hard for him. And then you sort of look at some of those lower guys, like lesser tier, maybe Joe Burrow, Kirk Cousins. I just think they're not going to sort of be able to pull the cattle together and the stats together to match these other blokes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Like, did either of you have a smoky for like a team that we sits outside these top guys that you'd say probably could do something with the team that you're not expecting to probably be at the top?
Yeah, probably Jalen Hurts.
For anyone who doesn't know, Michael's a massive Eagles fan, and he loves Jalen Hurts. He's hoping they re-sign him for the next 5 years.
Absolutely loves him.
I mean, one I probably wouldn't go to sleep on is Russell Wilson. I mean, he has proven that he's an elite quarterback. Mm. He's in a much better scenario now this year than he has previously. Could he put a season together in Denver, come out of that tough division, similar to what you were saying about Herbert, and could he be in the conversation? Maybe. Maybe he's past it, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what he does because I think we've got a decent platform. Obviously, we lost one of our wide receivers, but there's still quite a lot of cattle there for him. And I believe that we've been able to build a platform for a quarterback like him that can sort of... We've got a decent enough line that can be able to keep pressure off the quarterback, but it does break down a lot. And so to have someone that can create something out of nothing finally and not just throw it into the ground or whatever... He's going to be able to make something happen out of nothing. And I think that's what you need, just that creative flair. And if he can bring that back, and with the guys around him, you know, he's got a good running game as well that he'll be able to lean on. Hopefully, yeah, he'll be able to push through and we'll be able to win the Super Bowl. Speaking of Super Bowl winner predictions, we're probably going to jump ahead, but I may as well just jump in. That's mine. Denver Broncos, baby.
Holy Jesus.
I mean, need I say more? I could, and I will. Let's ride, Broncos country.
Oh, fucking hell. That's probably the best thing going around at the moment. Oh, look, yeah, if we want to be biased, and we kind of didn't talk about the elephant in the room for the MVP, but not many running backs win it, but could Lamar win it again? I know you guys love him as a running back, so could he go back for another one?
He's probably more looking for the offensive player of the year, which is like your running backs and your MVP than the non-quarterback players.
But yeah, if we go to Super Bowl winners, Michael, what have you? Who's your like?
Well, I don't want to say it's the week one. I mean, historically, after week one, I said the Rams were going to win it.
He's got a good track record.
And what happened?
True.
The Rams got to win. So I've got to look at the first round of games, and then just like last year, I'll let all you know the winner about 3 months in advance.
Yeah, it's true. Look, you did pick that early last year, and they were paying good dollars. Like, I think when you said it, probably 15s, 20s, like around that sort of mark. Bills, obviously, the heavy favourite in the betting, $7, Bucks, $8. Then you go down to Chiefs, Rams, all those guys sitting around the same mark. Broncos, $17, so you've got some value there. Ravens, $21. Eagles are $20, so they are
above the Ravens. Yeah,
better than the Cowboys. The Cowboys are only a dollar worse. So, look, Rams are a good chance to run it back. Chargers is my smoky sort of, if they could make it through the West, they probably could make some damage further down the track.
Yeah, who would you like? Because I am genuinely, I'm going to go the Broncos. Like, bias aside, I really believe that if they come out of the AFC West, and again, this is going against my MVP because I'm assuming that everyone's going to come out of the AFC West winning. But look, you just look at what we've got. The defense is great. I mean, you've got an elite secondary in Chubb, Patrick Surtain, Darby Simmons, Kareem Jackson. Issues maybe over the line, not as strong. Mm-hmm. And I just mentioned, obviously, our offensive line's not the best. But you've got Russell Wilson. Javonte Williams, I believe, is going to be a top five running back in the league. You heard it here now. And then you've got Sutton, Judy and Hamler running at the wide receivers. I mean, I just love the vibes, man. It's coming out there. Denver's coming back, baby.
Yeah, well, Denver will finish third in the West behind the Chargers and the Chiefs. Yeah, I can't say the Ravens because I think our wide receiver core is way too poor.
Mm.
Like, I know Lamar's probably not the best quarterback and he's also got shit weapons around him, so you're probably not going to do enough to win games
further. He's done better with worse. Like, you've got to look at some of the guys you were running on the past couple of years.
Yeah, really. Correct. Yeah, look, I don't really have a clear cut one outside of the Bills. I don't know if the Bills will actually go all the way, but it's hard to go past them as favourites.
Yeah, very much so. Probably moving on, we did allude to this one, but the MVP outside of the quarterbacks, Offensive Player of the Year, who are you guys looking at that one?
I've gone Jefferson. I think Cousins, he gets a bit of a bad rap. I think he's actually a pretty good quarterback. And I think the Vikings were a decent side last year. I don't think he was the reason why they didn't go so well. I think Jefferson, he's obviously got Thielen on the other side, so he's not getting sold double teams every single week.
Rager as well.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. I mean, he'll warm the pine for him when he goes off.
They're both the two picks in a row from the draft. You've now got both guys on the same team.
Yeah, that worked out well for the Eagles. But anyway, I think he'll have a huge year this year. I mean, Cup's obviously one as well. You go back to, I think he'll have another good year. I mean, he's not going to break the records he put up last year. But yeah, JJ for me.
Yeah, I had Justin Jefferson written down. It's probably hard to not go him. Jonathan Taylor's another one. Obviously, he was unbelievable last year. I don't think they got worse, but will their play change with Matty Ryan under center? I don't know. But yeah, Jefferson, I think, is good because the Vikings probably improved their line, which was one thing they struggled with. Dalvin Cook's back. He's probably healthier.
Mm.
And then you've got Thielen. KJ Osborne's all right as a third. And then we talked about Rager. I don't know who their tight end is. So he won't see as many double teams as Michael talked about before as well. So I think Jefferson. And look, the last 2 years, he's had the most receiving yards for rookie ever in the first years, as well as the most receiving yards across all players in the league the last years, more than Cup, more than Adams. So if he gets the touchdowns, I think you're hard to go past that.
Yeah, it'd be hard to argue with it, wouldn't it? I mean, I'm looking at it a bit outside the box. I'm going to go Derrick Henry. I mean, we did talk about JT. After last year, he was outstanding. But I think you're right. The addition of Matty Ryan, if you think that they're going to lean on a run-heavy offense with Matty Ryan and all the picks that they've had to move and trades that they've made to get him, you're kidding yourself. So there's definitely going to be less action for JT. But I think, look, Derrick Henry, he ran 8 games and he got over 900 yards. So he was literally on track to run more than JT. We just know he eats some of those teams in his division, like the Jags and the Texans as well, that he's going to pad stats on. I mean, it's just going to be, I think he's just going to eat. And basically, if they run Tannehill and he's shit, they go to Willis and he's not going to throw it every time as well. So he's going to get his absolute mouth fed and run amok over those boys.
Does it always go to someone outside, like of a QB? Because obviously QB normally is your MVP. Would they ever go in a second QB, or is it always go sort of those like wide receiver running back positions?
I feel like it does, doesn't it? Because you got to, like, I mean, it just feels like unless there's an out and out running back, say like Adrian Peterson when he won MVP, maybe then it goes to a QB.
Yeah, okay.
But like, yeah, you got to share it around.
Can you have? But if the QB wins the MVP, wouldn't they by definition be the offensive player?
Yeah,
of the year?
See,
I don't think you can have another QB as offensive player of the year. Yeah. That's a QB because then how are you saying he's been the best offensive, but he's not the MVP?
So you're essentially saying the second best offensive player of the year because obviously QB normally wins it.
Well, I mean, that's what it should be, shouldn't it? Second best offensive player.
Yeah, anyone in a skill position outside of the quarterback, they need to have a little asterisk there. Oh, look, yeah, it's hard to go past any of those guys at the start there. I don't know about any Smokies. Like, D-Hop's not playing enough of the year. I've kind of forget about him. Jamar Chase, will he have the same year replicated? I don't know.
It's hard to say, isn't it, really? That second year syndrome, I think it's probably going to hit the Bengals pretty hard this year, don't you?
I agree.
Yeah. I think moving on to the other side of the ball, though, we're looking at defensive player of the year. I like one of the big guys. Obviously, Donald is big to go again. TJ Watt was quite good as well last year. Whether he does that again with the Steelers defense this year.
Did they say what his injury was like or not?
I think he's fine.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. He should be back. Yeah, okay. Looks. But for me, I'm going to go Myles Garrett. We know he's one of the best in the business. It's obviously going to be tough to pick between. There's obviously Parsons as well. But for me, Garrett's going to have the best opportunity this year. The offense is going to be slow with no Watson for half the year as well. And even when Watson comes back, he's going to be clunky. So you're going to assume that there's going to be plenty of turnovers and plenty of looks for the defense there. He's also surrounded by elite players such as Clowney, Owusu-Koramoah, so it's harder for him to get double teamed. And you've got to look at their secondary, which is top quality. So the ball's going to be kept in the pocket longer. And the longer it's kept in the pocket, the more that bloke can hunt for it.
Yeah, Mick, who have you got? I'm just looking up something quickly.
I mean, Garrett's a pretty good pick, but he plays the Browns. The Browns are nothing, so I can't go with him. I mean, it's a favourite, but I'm going to go with Donald. I think he's won it, what, three of the last 5 years or three of the last 6 years.
Yeah.
He's just an absolute beast up front. Coming off a Super Bowl, good team. I think he just takes it out again.
Yeah, look, I was going to go Micah Parsons. I probably still am. I think second year, if he improves, then fantastic. But I was just having a look at previous winners because I was thinking, do safeties and cornerbacks win it? Looking at the list here, the last cornerback was Stephon Gilmore, so that was in 2019. But before that, the last one was safety, Polamalu, in 2010. So you got to look at the linebacker or defensive end. Yeah, or defensive tackle in Aaron Donald.
You got to be really good because, I mean, Polamalu was elite. But you got to look at what Diggs, he had a good statistical year last year and he was all on the way
side. Yeah, correct.
But he didn't get anywhere near the conversation. So I think, yeah, pretty much you're looking at like your defensive ends and stuff like that.
Yeah, so looking at the betting here, like you've got the Boses who both could be good, Donald, TJ Watt, Miles Garrett at the top, but Parsons is sitting at fourth, and you've got guys like Darius now, Shaquille Leonard, Max Crosby and Rashan Gary, Chase Young, Derwin James is a smoky, but I'm gonna go Parsons. I think he does more than what he did last year and just improves again.
But, like, you got to think, my issue with Parsons is I do like him and I think he will improve. But my worry with him is that second year in, there's a lot more film on him now, a lot more people know what he's going to do. And the Cowboys' defense is actually just shit, really. He's going to get double-teamed out the arse this year. And I think he may be able to take that on, but I don't know if his production is going to be able to go up as well. And that's my biggest worry for him.
Yeah, okay. That's probably fair.
All right. So now looking at Another award that everyone is always hot on everyone's lips, Comeback Player of the Year. Now, this one's obviously a big one for injured players coming back, but obviously a lot this year will be guys changing teams. So Baker Mayfield, I know, is high up there for one. I don't know if any of you guys like him. I don't for it, but he's certainly in the conversation. What are you guys looking at?
Well, same team, but I'm going McCaffrey. They've obviously picked up Mayfield, so they've now got a bottom five quarterback. So they're going to have to run it a lot more. I mean, the only question mark is you just can't stay healthy. Like, I don't think he's ever finished a full season. Yeah. If he can, I think he's absolutely in the conversation because he's in the pass game, he's in the running game. He's probably due for a hamstring week two and it ruled him out, but nevertheless, I'm going to go with him.
Yeah, well, I think if we look at last year, Carolina, what, 3-0, and you loved them after the first 3 weeks.
Oh, which I thought they were finals bound.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And then they lose McCaffrey, and then everything goes downhill. But I think they've improved their line. Their wide receivers are good. So, like,
well, as and you I mean, said, they've got a bottom five quarterback, but they have improved that. Like,
yeah, true. That
has true. Improved. Yeah, it's not good, but it has improved.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So Baker is actually a shout. CMC probably was one of my picks. I've got a couple that I don't mind. Now, there's one that's just popped up that I've seen. Brian Robinson, we know the story of him being shot while being mugged. Now, if he genuinely plays and comes back, there'll be a story written right there.
Yeah, like, that's what it's all about, correct. Narrative for comeback.
There's a narrative right there. There's guys like Barkley that get hype in the preseason. Like Saquon Barkley gets the hype in the preseason saying he's looking better than he did last year. I don't know whether that's actually true.
It's not a comeback. He's just been shit, hasn't he?
Like, the Giants will be trash as well.
Yeah, that's the other issue. The Giants are so shit that they're going to really struggle. J.K. Dobbins is one that came off an injury that I like. Chase Young isn't one that's not really getting much. Yeah. And then, obviously, King Henry. I think Henry is obviously the shortest odds, probably for the obvious reason, because if they've got Willis or Tannehill under center, I think they're going to use him a fuckload.
He's going to eat. I'm going to go someone who you didn't actually mention there as well. So I'm going to go Jameis Famous Winston. Now, we did talk about narrative, and everyone, like, he is as high-profile and narrative-driven as you want. We saw him last year do the ACL. He actually looked pretty good as well to the start of the year. I thought in that Saints offense, they trounced the Packers in week one, remember? Like, that was ridiculous. But, I mean, then he did his ACL. He's dancing around on crutches. So I think it can't get much better than that. He comes back with an elite offense. They've only gotten better. So you've got Thomas is coming back from injury. Landry's still there. They drafted Olave, who I reckon is going to be a stunner.
Yeah.
And then you look at Ingram and Kamara, if they both put on decent seasons.
Mm.
He's easily got, you know, the guys around him to basically just sling the footy, which is what he's good at. Like, he loves throwing the custard, doesn't he? And throwing it long. So if you've got guys that there can run it, I mean, that's just going to look good. That's going to run the narrative. If he gets more Hail Marys than everyone else, I don't see why you shouldn't win it.
Yeah, well, he's actually very capable. He's pretty high up in the odds for betting. Yeah, you actually just talked about their offense. I think their offense is actually, like, sneakily gone under the radar. They're not actually on everyone's lips like they over here when they had Drew Brees, when everyone's like, oh, the Saints are just going to be dominant again. So I think if Michael Thomas comes back, runs a few slants, they'll be sweet.
Speaking of last couple of categories, we've got the rookies now. So probably start off with the offensive rookie of the year. Plenty of guys, heaps of quarterbacks obviously coming through, but I think a lot of them aren't going to be starting. So we're going to be looking at other position players this year. For myself, I'm really big fan of Breece Hall, now running back into the Jets. It's clear that he's going to be running point. Wilson's injured, so we know Custer Slinger, Smoke and Joe starting the season. So you feel like they're going to want to run plays because otherwise they're going to risk interception on every second play. He may get rotated with Michael Carter, but look, Carter's pretty old, and assuming that Hall takes his opportunities when he gets them, he's going to be the focal point of every Jets drive to basically move those chains because that's what they're going to need. And if he just pads those stats early, he's going to have plenty of opportunity to run that rock.
Yeah, yeah, look, not a bad pick, Michael. What do you got?
I cheated a bit here because I don't think any of the quarterbacks are really going to play enough this year to win the award. No. And there wasn't really many high draft picks for on the offense side of the ball. It was a pretty defensive draft, particularly in the early picks in the first round. So I've cheated it, and I'm just going to say that Taylor down in Jacksonville is going to have a huge year this year. He's going to bounce back from his struggle last year, and he's...
This isn't the NBA. You can't win in your second season, mate.
Could be. Like
Ben Simmons here.
Could be in a conversation, maybe top 15 quarterback at the end of the year. I think he's going to shoot lights out.
Yeah, it's rough. Yeah, look, as Mika said, the quarterbacks, if they don't start the year, they're not going to do it. Pickett's probably the only one who may start, but we were talking about earlier, Trubisky's actually looking pretty good to start there as well. They've also got Mason Rudolph if he's got his head still stitched together. And then Malik Willis, if he takes over from Tannehill pretty early, I don't actually mind him. Like, I think he can do a bit with King Henry in the back. I don't think they have very good wide receivers, so he'll struggle there. But outside that, George Pickens, Chris Olave as the wide receivers, and then there's the running back from the Texans, Damian Pierce. Now, he's one that actually shone in the preseason. The Texans are going to be dog shit.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to run the rock a fuckload. But they'll probably have to pass to a lot because they're going to be behind a lot. So I don't know how much he actually sees, but I like him.
Yeah, it's looking good. Speaking of defensive draft, we got into defensive rookie of the year. How do we get through this mess? Obviously, Aiden Hutchinson comes number one to mind.
Yeah.
I've gone someone else. Where have you guys gone, Aiden?
Yeah, so I think Michael and I agreed. He's got a point to prove too, because I think he was the consensus number one all year. Jaguars gone and picked fucking Trayvon Walker. He looked slow as a wet week in the preseason. Like, his first sack was slow as shit. Hutchinson actually looked good and he looked damaging. I don't actually mind the Lions as a team to improve, as I've spoken about in the past. Like, they're a team that's on the trajectory. Not going to do that well, but they're improving. The only other ones is Sauce Gardner. He was actually not even targeted in the preseason. And Kyle Hamilton is a bit of bias.
Yeah, I like Kyle Hamilton, but I think he probably sits behind too many blokes at yours.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm looking at Sauce Gardner probably. He's obviously just going to ball out. He's going to get plenty of looks on the Jets defense that's going to be on the field a lot. You know, you just mentioned he wasn't targeted, and he also went through college without not allowing a single touchdown. So hopefully he keeps that stretch running through the NFL, I reckon.
Yeah, but you have
Hutchinson? Yeah, I've got Hutchinson as well. I just think the Lions are going to be playing plenty of D this year. And like mentioned, he does have a point to prove. I mean, I'd like my big man Davis, the Eagles, to have a good year. I don't think it's going to be a defensive rookie of the year, but I think he looks good as well.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Yeah, Davis is actually I think they didn't want to show the footage of him bullying your other offensive line pick in the Britain preseason because fuck, he absolutely manhandled that Juergens. And I actually wanted to pick Davis. Davis, I thought he's actually doing very good. You guys jumped us, and that's disappointing. But we got Hamilton in the process. But yeah, that's one that's not too bad.
He just rolled through him. So that sort of comes through all the categories. I think another big one to look at is what's going to be your biggest surprise of the year and who's going to be your biggest disappointment, essentially, for the season?
Yeah, Michael, what do you got?
I think biggest disappointment for me, I think everyone's really talking up Miami. Obviously, they've brought in a whole bunch of players. They obviously got Hill, and everyone's expecting them to light it up on offense. I think they'll be there or there about the 500 mark, but I don't think they're going to take out the division or, you know, be this superpower that I think a lot of people are predicting them to be.
Yep.
Yeah, look, probably for me, my biggest disappointment, I don't know if it's going to be a huge surprise to people, but I think it's probably going to be the Bengals. Their backward slide is probably going to surprise a lot of people. I think there's no way they're going back-to-back. last year they got through by the skin of their teeth. Everything had to go perfectly their way. Like, not saying that they didn't deserve to be in the Super Bowl, far from it, but I just think for a team to get there, everything had to go their way. The bounce of the ball had to go their way. There were multiple times where probably the play, the 50-50 calls went their way. I mean, speaking especially that Raiders game in the first week of the playoffs. So they probably shouldn't have even been there in the first place. But I just think with the way that their division has strengthened, they could find themselves on the outside looking in this year.
Yeah, that's fair. I think there's three candidates for me, and we talked about this before we started. The first one being the Colts. Michael said, like, he's a team that could potentially, with all this hype around him, could just not really do that well. Their division really isn't very strong, which helps their cause. And then there's two NFC teams, San Fran, and this is also from Michael as well. I'm kind of stealing all his lines here. He reckons Jimmy G will be in pretty early, which is probably a fair point. Why would you keep him if you're not that confident in Trey Lance? I know you need a backup, but that's a pretty decent backup that could be starting anywhere else. Most, not anywhere else in the league, so in a lot of teams in the league, he could go and get a start.
Absolutely.
And the final one I thought was the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I think Eagles win, we'll talk about this later, at NFC East. I don't think the Cowboys are as good as what people think. I really don't think they're that great.
Yeah.
So that's my potential for the three biggest disappointments. I don't know out of those three who will be the worst.
Yeah. I'm looking out for a big surprise. Michael's going to love this one. Carolina, Baker Mayfield to leave Carolina.
You haven't learned from last year.
Did you see him throwing the darts in preseason?
You have not learned.
No, I think, look, in surprise, it's probably actually going to be Philadelphia. I am deadly serious. I like sort of what they've done with their wide receivers and things like that. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts, as much as I know you don't like him because you hate running quarterbacks, but I really do actually like what he's done. You can see his progression, although minimal, has been positive every year since he's gotten into the league. Even from his time in college, you could see that, like, yes, he landed to start him in Alabama, but then when he went to Oklahoma, he worked on his game and he made himself, you know, NFL ready and was able to move to that next step. The addition of Brag is good because it just basically builds more depth in their wide receiver. Everywhere else around their line's really good. Obviously, Mailata's there again. He'll go well. Defense is, you know, it's solid, but it'll do the job, especially in the NFC East. I think they'll come through, they'll win, and they can look at maybe taking one or two playoff wins at max. But yeah.
Yeah, well, that's like, I ask Michael this a lot because he always talks them down. And like, without thinking about your team's ears, like, you had probably one of the better off seasons out of every team in the league.
Yeah, yeah, like, completely.
Not looking at it, well, do you have hope and promise for this season? Do you actually
look, think? Look, I love our team apart from the quarterback.
Which is
fair. And it's become a quarterback league. You need a really good passing game. We've got these receivers now. Obviously, Smith had a great rookie year last year. We brought in AJ Brown. We got Goddard at tight end. He's great.
Yeah.
The backfield is serviceable, but I just don't see Hurts being accurate week in, week out, hitting these targets and winning these games. I think if we had a better quarterback, we'd probably be one of the favorites of the NFC, I'd say. But I just think he's really going to let us down this year.
Yeah, oh, look, I actually think that's probably pretty fair. I don't mind Hurts. I think he'll get you wins. But, like, yeah, as you said, deeper into the season is when, obviously, he'll need to step up. And I don't think he will be able to step up in those crunch games. But I reckon he'll get you pretty close. You'll play playoffs. I think you'll win your division. If you don't, you'll still be one of the wild cards.
Yeah, you should want to win playoffs. I mean, the NFC is weak and your NFC East is weaker. So if you don't win that, you probably, even though you're not like a competitor, essentially, or a contender, I'd probably look at that as a failed year for me.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we bring in Nick Foles midway through the season and it takes us to the promised land again, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah, that's fair. If I'm going to talk about my biggest surprises, I don't think they're teams that are going to be like contending for a title anytime, not anytime soon, but this year or maybe next year, but there's two teams that I actually quite like that are on the improve and have done, probably had one of the better off seasons as well as the Eagles. I think the Jets. I think the Jets drafted really well. I think they've picked up well. I think Joe Douglas is actually quite a good GM. Salah, if he's a good
year
coach.
Year two in Salah.
That's right.
They might. They get a second year with his game plan.
No Wilson to start the season, which is a little bit disappointing, but I think they've improved around the board. I think their receivers are actually not too bad, and defensively they've really strengthened up. Now, the other one is, and I bang on about these guys a fair bit, but the Lions. I actually don't mind the Lions. They get back Jeff Okuda, who was one of their top picks, top three pick. They've picked up Aiden Hutchinson. And then, their offense, I actually don't mind. Darman Ross St. Brown stepped up last year. DeAndre Swift's a good running back. And Goff isn't that bad. He was in a Super Bowl 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Yeah.
So he's actually not that bad. He's middle of the road for quarterbacks, but he's not the worst. And he could do
number one draft pick. When was the last bad number one draft pick?
It's playing down in Carolina.
But yeah, like I think those two teams are teams over. I think they'll improve significantly this year from what they were last year. I don't think they're going to win their divisions or challenge for them. But I think the Jets and the Lions will improve this year. They'll be my biggest improvers.
Yeah, biggest improvers, or not improvers, but I think surprise pack for me. I'm going to go AFC North, Mitch Trubisky in Pittsburgh. I mean, they could
never said anything nice about Mitch Trubisky.
They couldn't have got him out of Chicago quick enough, and you know, he sort of had that dead year, just sort of waiting around. But he's looked pretty good in the preseason. I think Mike Tomlin's a great coach.
Yeah.
I think the Steelers always have an elite defense, so I mean, he's not going to be asked to do a hell of a lot. And I just think he's going to have better than average year, and I think Pittsburgh are going to finish over 500, which I'm not sure a lot of people are predicting. They've probably got them third, maybe fourth in that division.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to surprise a few people, and they might be around the playoffs.
Pittsburgh, yeah, you're right. Pittsburgh are one of those annoying teams, and I think you're right, because of Tomlin and his coaching. They've always, as you said, they're that really good defense. They just always seem to pop up and win those games. You're probably not expecting them to, or they'll be there and about, but they'll just grind out those wins, and they're just fucking always there. I don't think they're actually that good. I like a bit of bias. I hope them and the Bengals regress. Browns will be pretty shit, and Deshaun will take too long to fire up once he gets in week 12 or 13, whenever he starts.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to win at least probably 4 or 5 games before he comes in.
Yeah, and what do you got?
And he hasn't played in, what, 2 years now? Over 2 years
I
now?
So, yeah.
Well, it's going to take him a while to get going. Yeah. So I think this season,
they've got Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah. Him or Dobbs at quarterback is not going to do it for them.
No.
Yeah, I mean they've probably written off this year, knowing that he probably is going to play an awful lot, and it's probably from next year onwards.
Mm.
I think they will probably might finish last in that one. But yeah, I think Steelers surprised a few people.
Yeah, well, I think as you said, like the Steelers are always there, and they're probably another one like New England. It's just a shit place to go and play at their home ground as well. Like it's just awful. They're always up and about, aren't they? It's a fortress type thing. They've got that like Steeler mentality that no matter how shit they might be, they can always still come up and peg a few off you.
Alright,
I suppose moving on now, we're going to look at our division winners. Probably breeze through a few of these unless we have a bit of controversy, because a lot of them are what people think they are, you know, like the AFC East, your Bills, etc, etc. Probably start, but we'll start at the top, AFC North. Who's everyone got for that? I've got Ravens.
I've gone Ravens as well.
Not a chance. I've gone Bengals in this one. I mean, I know you guys said they're going to be disappointing, but I think they still win that division.
I think Lamar's just going to be too good. You watch him with an actual team around him. Like, he's never had a
wide receiver. But what receiver has they picked up that's, like, going to be better than what they've had?
Yeah, look, that's probably
a fair... It's true.
Did Brown lead the receiving last year?
I don't know what Andrews did, because they used...
Well, a tight end.
Yeah, correct. And that's... So, you're right.
I was reading somewhere, the weeks that Lamar is out, Andrews said
His production went up because they obviously went throwing Brown. Brown I actually didn't think was that good, but yeah, he did get 1,000 yards last year. We've picked up a guy in the draft, another tight end, who pretty much plays like a wide receiver. Rashod Bateman is the one that needs to step up. If he doesn't step up in a wide receiver one, we're fucked. That DeMarcus Robinson we picked up from the Chiefs, I actually don't mind him. And then, yeah, you're right though. Like, I think there's too many issues with wide receiver. And even if his throwing has improved, he's still throwing to blokes that aren't good enough to win enough games. But I still think we challenge, because we've got a good defense like the Steelers. And we've got a good running game. So if we can run a lot and defend well, I still think we can challenge for the North, and I think we do win the North.
Yeah, I agree with that. Looking at NFC North, that's obviously... We're just all looking at cheeseheads, are we?
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
I think that's going to be tighter than what we think. I think the Vikings genuinely have a roster that is much improved, and I don't think the Packers got better.
No, the Packers got worse.
Yeah, like they've lost Devontae Adams, which is fucking ridiculously big. And then I don't know how their line's gone. And defensively, like there's just no one I thought that they picked up or they got that made them, to me, think that they're going to improve. Unless Aaron's playing on Percocet still, then I don't know if he's had a nice Ayahuasca journey over his off-season.
I just can't go past him.
Yeah, like, that's right.
It's so hard to bet against them. Like, he just carries teams. Yeah. Like, even when they've got injuries, he just gets the job done.
Vikings will be close.
Yeah, it's closer than what people think.
But their thing, they were close last year and they couldn't get over the line. So it's whether they have that killer instinct. I think it was something like about like 7 or 8 of their games were decided by 7 points or less.
Yeah.
So if they're able to flick that, you know, there's 4 or 5 games there that they could essentially turn into wins. So possibly, other than that, obviously no one else is getting a look in between, you know, obviously Detroit and Chicago. They're just going to be rubbish. I think we haven't talked about it much, but Fields is obviously just going to have a rough year.
Will they win more than a game?
Yeah, I actually think they're going to be fucked. That's a good question. That's a genuine question. I don't know if they're going to win again. Yeah, that's it for me.
That's a tough one. All right, then AFC East. I'm looking at the Bills.
No brainer again. I don't think.
Look, I mean, Miami's getting better. New England, they kind of still feel the same, and they got trounced at the end of the year. Mac Jones, just another year in the development. I don't think he gets better.
Dropped a bit of weight though. He's dropped the gut. Yeah. Is it going to help or hinder him? I don't know. He might get a bit cold, you know, there in the winter months. But
that's true. He needs that winter coat, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah, Bills win this, and I think by a few, but I think Miami will actually, they won't be too bad. I actually don't think they'll be that bad.
Yeah, correct. NFC East, as I mentioned, I'm all in on the Eagles, baby. Fly, Eagle, fly.
I mean, I would love to beat the Eagles here. I just don't think they're going to beat Dallas. Like, I know Dallas has lost a few people, obviously, like their gun offensive lineman. He's now out for pretty much the whole year, if not the whole year.
Yep.
But Dak is significantly better than any other quarterback in that division. They've got Lamb on the outside. I know Elliott hasn't, you know, he's regressed every year, but he's still Elliott. They've got Pollard there as well. Yeah, I would love to pick the Eagles, but I think Dallas win it.
I'd side with the Eagles. I think, as Michael said, I don't think they've done enough to replace players that they've lost. I think CeeDee Lamb's good. Michael Gallup's his second. And then outside of that, I don't like their receivers. Dalton Schultz as a tight end, I still don't think he's okay. They've lost on the offensive line. They picked up a guard in the draft. So I don't know. Like their line isn't what it used to be. And defensively, I still don't think they're as strong. They've got a couple of good pieces, but I don't think they're as good as the Eagles' defense. I think the Eagles' defense this year will be fucking good. And their line is also very good, which I think will hold up Hurts' like inconsistencies more than Dax will. I think if whatever he struggles with, his line will be able to help him.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. And I think history is with the Cowboys here. I think this is the first time in a while that they haven't missed out on the playoffs 2 years in a row. So since like early 2000s, I believe. So
yeah,
they'll have to, Eagles will have to beat history, but I back them in.
Yeah, and I think they've had what, the last 15 winners of the East has been someone different every year. So like the Commanders, Carson Wentz could lead the boys to the promised land, but I don't think he's doing that. So
if Wentz was our quarterback, I'd pick us.
You had your chance with him, mate. You wanted it. And you're gone. You had him at MVP level, didn't you?
What about Daniel Jones? What if you had Daniel Jones?
No.
So is Hurts the worst?
No, I'd say Hurts is three in that division.
Yeah, okay. That's
really?
Good.
Yeah, I'd have Dak one. I'd have...
I really don't think Dak's that good.
I'd have Wentz two.
I think you're looking through back of the glass.
I'd have Hurts.
Dak has not been good for about the past 3 or 4 years.
But who's better than him in that division at quarterback?
Hurts.
We'll see after week one. That's Mikkel's gauge. Week one is really
I wish I could start on my fantasy teams after week one as well, so I know he's playing well.
All right, next division.
Did we go? So we're going north, east, now we're up to south. So we're looking at the AFC South. My bet's on the Colts. It's obviously a two-horse race, Tennessee and the Colts. Houston and the Jags are not going to be any feature in it. But for me, it's just that quarterback battle. We just talked about quarterbacks. But Matt Ryan looks a lot better.
Yeah, I think through process of elimination of the shit in that division, it has to be the Colts. I think the Colts are that much better than the other three teams. There's two down the bottom. Jags will improve, I reckon, but Houston stink, and I don't think Tennessee will go better than
the I think the Titans have overachieved the last couple of years. 100%. Like, I don't think they're that great. I think they've made Tannehill look fantastic, which is tough. I think the Colts won't be unbelievable, but they'll win that division.
Yeah. Well, I think you got to look at the Titans. For me, the Titans, that the last couple of years, that was their premiership window. Even though it was like really only tiniest bit open, that was all that was going to open. And I think now it's sort of gone.
Yeah.
And they've got to move on.
Yeah.
Looking at what are we doing? NFC South. So Tom Brady comes back. He's probably going to lead the Bucs, isn't he? Back-to-back, and they've added more as well.
That's right. I think Bucks are too hard to go past Brady. Steele is good enough. We always think, is he going to regress? But he doesn't happen. And the only other contender in that division is Baker... No, not Baker Mayfield. Is New Orleans and Jameis. But as Michael said, like Jameis...
I don't know. Marcus Mariota can come surprise some people as well.
That's right. I think the Saints' offense is pretty nice. I think they've lost a fair few on the defense. Tampa Bay, clear winner there.
Yeah, I think Atlanta could be battling the Bears for the worst team. they will be bad. But Tampa, I mean, Tampa's still got all their weapons. Like, they haven't really lost a lot of people. Brady back, yeah, they'll win it.
Yeah, yeah, easy done. All right, and then finally on to the big guns. The AFC West, no surprises that the Broncos are going to win there. Should we just move on?
Yeah, look, sure. This division is the most fucked division in football this year. All four teams legitimate chance. I have the Chargers with all the people they've picked up in the offseason. Herbert, what is second or third year? Third year. They haven't been in the playoffs yet under him, which people kind of gloss over, have they?
No, last year was their closest one, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. So they haven't made it yet. I think this is their year to make it because they've made so many acquisitions. They need to do it now because they're starting to pay blokes. But this will be the hottest contended division easily.
Yeah, I've gone the Chiefs here. I think they've been a bit overlooked. Like, everyone's sort of going the up-and-coming teams, but the Chiefs are still the Chiefs. They've still got Mahomes. I know they've lost a few people, but I just think he gets it done. He wins enough games in that team to win that division.
I suppose that's the thing about the Chiefs nowadays, isn't it? Like, because you've just seen what Mahomes has been able to do, and he's been able to be, like, that elite guy. So even if he, say, plays at the standard of the other guys, we're like, oh, no, he's shit now.
Yeah.
It's like, well, he may have regressed, but it's like, what was he like the best number one? Now what, he's number two? Like, it's not like he's dropped all the way to number 10 or something like that. Like, these guys are still an elite outfit.
Yeah.
And you should be wary of them, but I'm not worried. I see it's breezing through him 2-0.
Mahomes, like, I know he's not the same player as Brady, but do people look at him in the same token and go like, oh, he's not going to be as good this year, like, they're going to get worse, but the Patriots still continued to dominate all through that period? Like, Chiefs are just going to be that team forever for while he's there?
Well, he just sets the bar so high that, like, as soon as he doesn't throw for, like, 500 yards and 5 touchdowns, they're like, oh, he's regressing.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Like, and it's, you know, he still wins most games for them. Yeah, I mean, he gets a bit reckless at times and just sort of tosses it up. But, you know, I think as long as he's there, the Chiefs are going to be successful.
Yeah, I think that's actually pretty fair. We haven't talked about the Raiders. They genuinely have gotten better. I know they've been talked about in the media as losing all their first-round picks from the last, like, however many years. They just cut another one. But Devontae Adams is a huge pickup. Mm. The running back situation is actually very weird. Josh Jacobs played in the preseason, which doesn't happen for your number one running back. I feel like they're going to move on from him. They could try and trade him, but I don't know what they're going to do with their running back situation. They drafted Zamir White, and he has been all right.
Yeah, they might back him. But, I mean, you look at the Raiders, and their defense was quite good last year as well. The unearthing of Max Crosby was something else. He just leads those guys. That Legion of Doom type thing, the black hole type stuff, they just live and die by that. They've made Las Vegas a home now as well, isn't it? So it's another place that you've got to go travel and you've got to fight them in their home.
I mean, the other thing you've got to consider is how many players they're going to have to cut this year getting in trouble in Vegas. what are we setting the line at? About under over 10? Like, you know, they might lose some soldiers along the way because they get themselves into some trouble.
Yeah, I suppose the carpet's getting a bit heavy underneath. They swept. I mean, rugs obviously couldn't fit last year. They couldn't. But, rugs overflowing.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. If you're a visiting team, like, how many of your players actually go out? Like, 100% these blokes don't all abide by the rules and they're going to go out in Vegas playing away games. How many teams are going to struggle with the fact of travelling to Vegas and playing and not tempted?
Well, how much are they going to struggle week in, week out being there?
Well, yeah, that's right.
They've been doing it for the past 2 or 3 years now, okay? Like, they've got to have some sort of ground rules, or they've got to have their special place away from the mobile phones and Snapchats at least.
Yeah, but yeah, I genuinely couldn't pick a fourth place in this division. I think that's too hard. I think trying to say who is going to come last in this division is way too hard.
Do all four get into the playoffs?
Has that ever happened?
No, because they only just got 3 wild cards now.
Yeah, I think as of last year it was 7.
Like, is it, like, and I don't know if it's mathematically impossible, like, the way it works. Like, obviously, a lot of other teams would have to lose games for them to be close.
Yeah.
Because they'll all take games off each other. But do all four get in? Because I think all 3 got in? No, 2 got in last year.
Yeah, one, I mean, I think someone missed out. I think Chargers missed out.
Well, we missed out and Chargers just missed out. So they could have had 3, yes.
All right.
I bet.
Last division.
NFC West.
Rams for me. I think they don't go any. They didn't get much worse. They didn't. They got. I don't know if they got much, but they got Allen Robinson, which I like. Mm. But I don't think they got any worse. The other division. I don't think the rest of the division got that much better.
No, it's Rams or Cardinals for me. But I think the offseason the Cardinals have had with Murray and following, unfollowing, and sending in blank tapes and all that sort of nonsense. I mean the Rams. They've probably partied all summer with the Super Bowl win, but I think they still win it.
Yeah.
I like Cardinals. I think obviously the whole Kyler Murray thing is a bit of a shit show, let's be honest.
But when hasn't having a diva as a quarterback been a shit show anyway? Mm. It's obviously, and I think maybe that preseason, you know, you saw him calling plays and it going all horribly wrong. So maybe he might have got a reality check that he might actually have to listen to the coach this year. But obviously, I'm a big fan of James Conner. You know that from last year. He's great. They obviously had Marquise Brown. AJ Green's there as well. A bit of veteran play. DeAndre comes in halfway through the season. They've still got a decent defense as well. Like, you look at some of those guys like Buda Baker and all that went last year. Like, they started off ham. Like, what did they go, like 7-0 or something as
yeah.
well?
Yeah.
I mean, they blew it.
Yeah, we did say that they were the most overhyped team that was that.
Yeah, like, they were overhyped. And I think, like, probably Kyler, you hope that he's learned something from how to, you know, not put all his eggs in one basket. Got Colt McCoy maybe behind the scenes, just pulling the strings a little bit for him as well. Bit of that veteran presence, you never know. But, you know, for me, it's between those two. San Francisco may have a bit too much trouble with Trey. That's really just, that's the biggest question mark over the season. What's going to happen with Trey? Like,
well, I think it's going to get real loud if they start losing games. I mean, they obviously made the playoffs with a quarterback who's now backing up Trey.
They made the conference. Like,
so if they start losing a couple early, I mean, not only the fans, but inside that locker room, like the older guys being like, well, we got a guy here that took us to the playoffs. Why not just go back to him? And I think it's a tough spot for Trey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. And what were you saying?
Which I think is why it's smart what Jimmy Garoppolo has done with his contract to not go anywhere else. He's put the no trade clause in as well. So if a team does want him, it's up to him if he wants to go or not. So he can basically sit, he can collect his backup money, but he can also be there when this the cards are in his favour essentially. Like, if this thing falls over, he's there, he can become the saviour again.
Yeah.
And it's high, like, it's what, 60, 70% likely that it will fall over.
Yeah. Yeah, that, I think that's probably pretty fair. I don't know how good they're going to be this year. The Debo drama caused a huge amount of issues. The only team we didn't talk about, and they're not going to be any good, but give me a number, how many wins the Seahawks will have this season. I'm going to say 2.
Yeah, I'm under 3 there. They're not going to be good. I mean, I hope they either play Chicago or Atlanta, because that's going to be absolutely riveting TV. But yeah, bad. Very
so
bad.
College quarterbacks, watch out. You're going to be leaning in Seattle next year, Bryce Young or CJ Stroud. So yeah, look, that wraps us up for the predictions for this year. I don't know how many we'll get right, but look, first live show, did well.
Yeah, very excited on it. It was good, wasn't it? Enjoy that, Michael.
It's good to get longer than a minute, you know. Yeah. Hopefully I didn't mess too many things up, and we'll see how we go.
Nah, it's good.
I'll put you back in your bottle for a minute next time.
All right, well, yeah, listen to this one. Season starts in, what, 10 days, and we're ready to go.
I'm excited. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for letting us in your crib. It's been real.